As you've been out looking at wheat fields, you might have noticed some pesky little mustards starting to show up. And as a result, I've been getting some questions about herbicide applications and the timing of them. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. And along the lines of herbicide applications, the growth regulator portion of those tank mixes are the things that we need to pay the most attention to. It is important not to apply 2,4-D until the wheat has fully tillered. We still have some time this spring to develop spring tillers, as some of this very small wheat that we have out in many wheat fields needs a chance to develop a couple of spring tillers to help it along with yield. 2,4-D applications hinder the tillering process, causes general stunting, and can result in yield loss. 2,4-D is a label for application on wheat from the full tiller stage up just prior to the boot stage of growth, but it's probably safest between full tiller and jointing. The wheat will sometimes exhibit prostrate growth from 2,4-D applications applied in the jointing stage, but generally are not significantly affected if applied before the boot stage of growth. Now for the dicamba herbicide. Dicamba application should stop at jointing. Dicamba is actually a component of many products that we apply, such as Rave. In addition, dicamba is only rated as fair on yellow, tansy mustard, or flixweed. One herbicide that we don't use a great deal in our area is MCPA. This herbicide has a wider window of application from the three-leaf stage until early boot. If you want to control mustard in your very small wheat, some of this that needs a little bit more time for tillering, MCPA would be a great choice. MCPA is rated good on tansy yellow mustard and flixweed. The application rate for MCPA is between 1/2 and 1.5 pints of 4 pound per gallon MCPA ester. There are several companies that market MCPA, and roughly the cost is around $23 per gallon, but make sure to check with your local supplier. Neither 2,4-D or MCPA should be applied when the wheat is near or at the boot stage. Applications at this time will result in misshapen heads, sterile heads, and yield loss. So for a quick recap, if you're applying herbicides in the near future for mustard control in your very small wheat, MCPA is going to be a better option because of its wide application window. We don't want to limit our tillering on this very small wheat because we need these spring tillers with an early application of 2,4-D. If you have any questions about herbicide applications in your wheat, feel free to get a hold of me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or on the Experiment Station in Colby. You can also follow me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy and on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie.